This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. With another street protest planned for tomorrow, Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, today put off further action on the extradition bill, which has caused deep concern in the Chinese autonomous territory. Despite the drama of it, Lam sounded low-key.
I want to stress that the government is adopting an open mind to heed comprehensively different views in society towards the bill. The Secretary for Security will send a letter to the Legislative Council President to withdraw the notice of resumption of a second reading debate on the bill. In other words, the Council will halt its work in relation to the bill until our work in communication, explanation, and listening to opinions is completed.
The extradition measure would allow criminal suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial, a cause for alarm for a wide cross-section of Hong Kong's population, especially pro-democracy forces. Hong Kong human rights activist Bonnie Leung says the protests must continue.
We urge all the individuals, chambers of commerce, workers, students who have any related to Hong Kong, you must keep concerning about our situation and keep voicing out, not only for the sake of Hong Kong people, but also for your own sake.
Richard Ratcliffe, a British citizen, says his Iranian-born wife has begun a new hunger strike in jail in Iran. The woman holds both British and Iranian citizenship.
She sent in a letter to the judiciary saying that enough was enough and that she was starting a hunger strike and requesting to be unconditionally released, were her words. She's eligible, so wanted to make that point. As you say, this isn't the first hunger strike she's been on, so I promised that if she went on another one, then I would join her.
To keep up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. This is VOA News from Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump says there is no doubt that Iran is responsible for this week's crippling of two tankers in the Gulf of